I'm stop it.
Look at who.
You wear that mustache like you're a Cronkite, I tell you.
No, I'm not wearing this mustache. This mustache is wearing me.
I can't get close to the microphone because of my
and
sombrero.
And Carlita.
Carlita.
She's wearing
like
a mustache.
Carlito right now.
Like a proper Mexican woman. Hey, boys and girls, 2:16 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Giddy Up. On this Cinco de Mayo, yes, and we are celebrating like a bunch of Mexicans.
Buenos tardes.
Yes, no, buenos dias.
Taco Bell.
It's the afternoon now.
Oh.
I know, mine won't stay on either. No. My mustache won't stay on.
No, when you laugh, it kind of
all right,
just...
it's okay, I'm glad I
don't
brought...
Don't get lipstick on your mustache.
I brought super glue for everybody.
My words you never uttered before. You look pretty good with a mustache.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you look good.
Sporting a mustache.
Yeah,
you look could like, really freak some people out.
A Mexican mother. Yours is flapping in the wind.
Oh.
Y'all win, though.
Are you Burt Reynolds? You wear yours like Reynolds.
Yeah, well, you wear yours like, I don't know, a Mexican.
I can't.
It's... I think I'm freaking out in hives.
Chris looks like, my name is Centrovia. I got
man.
The gonorrhea. I got it for Maria underneath an apple tree. It hurts when I take a pee.
Oh, my.
All right. Hey, like I said, boys and girls, welcome to the Giddy Up Mexican style. I'm going to have to get that.
His mustache is flying everywhere.
It's 2:17 in the afternoon. It is 40,
you don't hear every day.
49 degrees and rainy, but we have our sombreros on, so, you know, we won't be rained upon.
No.
We can just hunch down and, you know, with our tequila and margaritas and coronas and just drink under our sombreros.
So, excuse me while I finish making this margarita. So, margarita, what's your room number?
Margarita? I rarely even known her. I don't even know what that means.
You look good,
except for with the flap.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Even shirt's kind of, you're kind of rocking it.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's got the shirt that matches the sombrero.
Yeah.
It's red, white, and blue. No, it's red, white, and blue.
Yeah, but it's like the little boxes.
You know, Mexican people are very colorful.
Yep.
Well, you're very colorful.
There are colorful people.
Oh, you're a colorful people, Brant.
I know that. I never denied that whatsoever. So, welcome to the Giddy Up on this rainy day, boys and girls. I know, 49 degrees in the lovely state of Medford, Boston. I am DJ Pablo Escobar. No, I'm not. And across from me is the beautiful, the Juanita Carlita. DJ Carlita.
I don't know what to say to that.
Cristo. DJ Cristo sitting across from me as well.
To quote my favorite Mexican-American, Mr. Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Mexican-Americans don't only like to gang fight. Mexican-Americans...
You know what?
Go to night school, take Spanish, and get a B. Ladies and gentlemen... Those are the words of Cheech Marin.
Yep.
Yes. Coming from Cristo.
Up in smoke.
Cristo del Monaco. That's his new restaurant.
You know that one, right?
I do.
Yes, you do.
We actually just watched it recently.
That's his new taquera that he just opened.
My taquerita.
His taquerita. Anyways, boys and girls, 2:20 in the afternoon. We're going to be back with the shout-outs. I don't know how to say that in Spanish. Ah! Arriba!
Can you plug me up for 1 second?
No.
Please.
Why would I plug you up? That sounds wrong.
It does.
It really, really does.
I just want to wish everyone a happy, happy... Cinco de Mayo.
Okay. Do it.
No, this isn't very racial.
And have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning. So they do it real slow.
They go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B.
Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown. Cause don't make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Good.
That's a wrap.
All right, we won't be here next week, folks.
And that's from the stylings of Cheech and Chong and their band Alice Bowie.
Yes, yes.
Is that the name of the band, right? Was it like Alice Bowie or something?
That was a great movie, though.
All right, thank you, Christo, DJ Christ. Christo!
Christos.
Hey, dude, turn that microphone the right way because it really looked bad.
Oh, what? And this doesn't? Remind you of your prom? Never mind.
No. I don't know.
Well, which way sounds better? This way or this way?
It sounds the same.
Is it better in here? Better here.
All right, cut the
hair.
Cut the shite. Hey. All right, never mind. He goes to broadcasting school. All of a sudden, he's a pro.
Production,
is that
yes.
What it was?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
And in this corner, weighing at 225 from Brockton, Massachusetts. So,
never mind. You're not from
Marciano.
Brockton.
No, I'm doing the ring announcer.
I know what you're doing.
Yes.
It's not working. All right. Take us out, Chris. We're going to be back with the shout-outs. Like I said, happy Cinco de Mayo, or Feliz de Cinco de Mayo to everyone, or all of our Spanish friends, which we have none.
That we know of.
But we are going to celebrate until we feel like we are Spanish.
So, live from Juarez, Mexico, you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 FM WMFO.
And you know what? This one goes out to Chris's wife, DJ Christo, DJ Christ, his wife, because I know this is her favorite song, and I want to send her out one. How's that sound? We'll be right back, bueno. Boys and girls.
Bueno.
Muy, muy bueno.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea." Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. On a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy,
you're a fine girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the same.
Yeah,
Brandy,
a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Her name is Jane. It used to be Maria.
Wayne.
It's 2:30 in the afternoon, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Giddy Up on this fifth day of May.
Oh, would you say it's the Cinco de Mayo?
I would say it was Cinco de Mayo, but I don't speak Spanish. So it's the fifth day of May.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, except with all the, you know, this is like the Mexicans' version of St. Patty's Day.
I thought it was Independence Day.
Yeah, it is. It's the 4th of July. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I think what ended up happening was we never heard about this until like 1986 when Corona came out.
Hey, you know what? I love a Corona, especially on a hot summer day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, you've been known to
partake in a little Corona.
A Corona ritual.
Welcome back, kids. And it is, it's 49 degrees. Not too bad, but, you know, it is...
not too nice either.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's kind of like Mexican weather.
Actually, hey, by the way, I have the weather report for Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh,
what are you, Streffolino?
Well, pretty much. Today's weather in Mexico...
You want to do the traffic report in Mexico as well?
No, I won't. So once again, I'm going to take a look here. So the weather today in Juarez, Mexico... Chili today, hot tamale.
Oh, I don't have... Wow.
I don't know, guys.
You know what?
Man, the look on your face is like I just took a leak in your cereal in the morning.
Seriously, though. I can just set the stage here for a minute. I walked into the studio today. These two goofballs...
What?
...have... mustaches.
No, we don't.
Stick on mustaches.
I can grow my own.
Yeah.
And sombreros.
I'm a big boy.
And he made me wear one. Okay.
Yes.
So you'll see a photo I'm going to upload soon. Pretty silly one. But yeah, I'm kind of at a loss for words like always.
You're only a year away from that. So.
A mustache? Holy crap, Polly. Someone shoot me. Do you grow mustaches?
I'm just kidding, Mama. I'm just kidding.
So bad. Wow.
You know what? I hate Cinco de Mayo.
Well, now I do too.
Said no one.
Oh! You're kidding me! From 3 long distance!
Oh! All right, kids. We're being very silly here at in the studio.
Yeah, as opposed to the serious show that we do.
That we usually do. Yes, it's very straight laced and now with the news is Christopher.
Yes.
Wearing the straight man. All right, so Chris, you want to do the shout outs?
Yeah, I think I can do that.
I would hope so because I would love for you to do some shout outs. So.
Okay.
All right, so let's get you some. You want a Pizza Hut pizza?
Sure.
All right, how about this? This is much better.
All right. Well, before I start, Kyle, I'm going to throw it to you. Do you have any breaking shout-outs today?
Nothing's breaking today.
No.
Keeping it all together.
Nobody's breaking over the wall from Mexico?
I was at work all morning.
Just to listen to the giddy-up.
And I haven't been able to speak to anyone.
All right.
Oh. So, special shout-out to Esteban, Jose, Consuela over at the El Taquerito Gorgito. Yes.
Yes.
For real? No.
Yeah. They take care of me every time I go in there.
And also in listening distance is Anna's Taqueria in Somerville.
Anna's Taqueria is awesome.
All right. Yeah. So, in all seriousness, Jennifer Kenner-Rosinski, lead on batting leadoff as usual.
Yes.
Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. Billy Roderick, Dave Struff, Michael Scott Stewart of El Brigandos, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at Los Huevos de Diner of Chuck Wagon in Wakefield, formerly of Juarez, Mexico. I don't know any other city in Mexico, I think. Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. Chase will be celebrating Cinco de Mayo from 10 to midnight here on WMFO 91.5 on your FM dial. You should know that because you're listening. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Diddy Martinetti, Steph Cardone, from the lounge. They can be heard every other Saturday on this here radio station. Check your local listings, as they say.
Yes.
Yes.
Are there any listings?
Any local listings? Well, yeah, there is, and my name's misspelled.
That is true.
Yes, I'm turned from a funny man to a deity. Captain Wayno Friedman, Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, and his cousin, Kyle D. Bus Driver. Joe Breezy Hyde may be calling in with the weather, may not be calling in with the weather. He may be awake, he may be napping. We'll see. Lisa Neva Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network and Peabody, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the kids on the Yellow 93 bus. Remember, if it's not the Yellow 93 bus, it's probably some sick dude driving it. Marcin Kazinski.
Really?
Yeah. And if it doesn't say 93 and it says free candy, kids, do not go on that bus. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. Special shout out today to not the only mustache of Medford, but the original mustache of Medford. Being that we're all mustachioed.
Yes.
That's
We can't even compare. Yes.
Everyone, hey, mustache is up, peeps.
All right, respect. Mustache is up.
Respect.
Much respect for Frankie.
To Frankie. Yo.
To Frankie.
Right there to Frankie.
Nice.
If you just saw what we did, you would have us
committed.
Committed, yeah, exactly.
That's a good word.
I was going to say incarcerated. Okay, so that's Frankie and Bergamo. That's your special shout out today on Cinco de Mayo. Denise Fioretti, Memolets, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg, Conair Crow, Big Jack, and once again, Janice, we do not know your dimensions. Cab number 54 with the Cookie Monster, Chet Johnson, Christina Fantasia, Buddy, Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, El Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalato. That's probably the most Spanish name we have so far, and it's Italian.
And it's Italian. I will be giving out Papalatos this weekend.
Yes, I'll be, and I will be supervising.
Yes, I appreciate that, because it does need supervision sometimes.
Yeah, so what I'm actually doing is, while Polly's giving the Papalatos and Mamalettes out, I will be sketching it and then autographing the drawing and giving it away to you.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yes. And he's an amazing sketch artist.
Really?
He really is. Yeah,
I really am. Learned it in the joint. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Big Mark Gayhart. Amy DiDomenico. John Evans Buckley. Brian Scurio. Adam McLean. Bonnie Terramarsh. Elaine Ivy Allen. Gail Bracken. Russ LeBlanc. Or Russ El Blanco for today.
Right.
Nicole Bisson. Lisa Switzer. Debbie Delish. Gail Snow. Eddie McKinnon. Rocco Scali. Joanne Riddle. I am DJ Flex. Charlie Connors. John Pierce. Timmy Clegg, Ramon Lopez. Hey, Ramon Lopez! Happy Cinco de Mayo.
We have a Lopez.
We have a winner.
Do we have a Ramirez in there? Anywhere? Lopez.
Manny
Rodriguez.
Ramirez.
Anybody.
Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giamacco Moquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith. I can't believe I just did that.
I can't either.
Why?
It's Rebecca Rose.
You know what
Cassidy.
It is? We have way too many Italians and Irish people listening to the show. We need to be more, you know.
Yes, inclusive. Pam Bridge, Debbie Depot, Chris and Pixie in the 45 bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph, Danelle Santalucha, Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, Jennifer Palazzo, and saving the best for last, the great Eric Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, those are El Shout Out O's for Cinco de Mayo, and don't be drinking too much O.
What?
Well, don't even say that, because you can drink as much O as you want to.
And you'll end up in El J-Lo.
J-Lo drinks a lot. It goes right to her arse.
Oh my God.
Okay, wrapping up the shout outs. And yes, special shout out to Jennifer Lopez, who we know is a frequent listener to the Giddy Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not the one in New York who's famous.
No. I'm fixing my Mexican porn mustache from El Juan Holmes's.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to throw it back to you, El Chapo Brandt.
Chapo?
El Chapo.
Why am I Chapo?
El Chapo, the criminal who tunneled out of the Mexican jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My
God. He's like, I'll take that.
Oh, whatever.
I'm jostling myself.
I just put mine back on. Sleep my way to the top of El Chapo.
Oh, my
How's it going?
I can't wear those mustaches.
Come on.
It's making me want to sneeze.
Hey, come on.
I'm going to have a rash here. I'm probably going to end up at a dermatologist.
Come on. It's only going to be a few years before you have a full one.
Hey, screw you.
I hear an Italian mother joke there somewhere.
You know, I have to tell you, I don't know where that came from, but I don't know any Italian mothers that have a mustache.
Really?
Really.
Wow. Growing up, I'll tell you, I grew up in an Italian neighborhood, and every mother had a mustache.
For real?
Yeah.
None of my relatives.
They all look like bikers. But they were making Italian lasagna and, you know, meatballs. It was great. It was like, yeah, hey.
I think you're in a bad neighborhood, though,
Colin. I lived in a neighborhood where the Hell's Angels made Italian cuisine. All right, kids. It's 2:41 in the afternoon. We're being very silly, of course, and I love it. On Cinco de Mayo. De Mayo. Or, now I have to have mayonnaise.
Why isn't it Cinco de Guacamole?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, because de Mayo is 5.
What is de Mayo with you?
What? No, Cinco is 5. De Mayo is May.
Yes.
That's why May the 4th be with you was yesterday.
Yes.
May. Get it? You get it? Yep. It's a play on words.
Yep. All those little nerds out there.
That's Star Wars Day.
Hey.
Star Wars Day.
You didn't go to the chuck wagon yesterday, did you?
No, no.
Because you know how Billy is.
Oh, please. He's
over the top.
His dream in life is to end up in prison with Chewbacca.
And Boba Fett.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. 2:42. We're going to come back. And I got the threesome at 3 coming up.
Yes.
Because
remember,
we all need a threesome today. And it's not going to be, I'm sorry, it's not going to be Mexican. I'm not going to do, you know.
Cheech and Chong's greatest hits.
No, I'm not going to do Carlos Santana, but I'm going to do probably Chris's favorite group of all time, which I've been waiting to do, and I can't wait to do it for him. So stay tuned for the threesome at 3. And it. You know, if you don't even listen to the music, just have a threesome at 3. You know, that's all we say here at the Giddy Up. Chris, you want to take us out? We'll be right back, kids.
Yes. Once again, live from Juarez, Mexico, you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 FM WMFO.
All right. And this one goes out to Chat. Yeah. Little ZZ on Mexican Day. We'll be right back. What is that all about? Listen, certain songs get me.
Kyle is sharing with us videos.
A memory from a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, cherish the memories. Back when the Bruins were playing.
Hey, guess what?
I had my t-shirt on.
When I'm, you know, gone one day, and you guys can look back and go, hey, he was a lot of fun. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 2:48 in the afternoon on this rainy day in the state of Medford, Boston, on the Tufts University. Anyways, we're having fun. Who cares?
It's
Cinco
Friday.
De Mayo.
Yeah.
Which in English translate speaks get drunk.
Ah, yes.
Yes. That's what Cinco de Mayo means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you translate that to English.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
I just got myself a bottle of Mexican scotch.
Wow.
Mexican
that must be good.
For real?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I know. I'm a little gullible with these two sometimes.
Okay. You don't have to be. just take it as...
Just realize it's all...
As a non-truth every single time.
Okay.
I didn't want you going to the liquor store today looking for Mexican scotch.
Yes. All right. Like I said, 249.
It's from the southern region.
And we forgot to do our wheel, okay? So we're going to do the wheel of music for our DJ Christ. Cristo! And it's all right. Come on now. We got a new wheel. I greased it up too much. Oh, 1982.
Hey, do me a favor next time.
Yes, sir.
Take it easy with the WD-40, will you?
Oh, trust me, there was no WD-40 involved. I love the wheel.
We all love
you. And there's Carla texting her attorney, seeing how much longer she has to do this.
All right, 49 degrees in the wonderful state of Medford, Boston. And we're going to play a couple tunes and come back. And I don't who knows? Stay tuned, because you never know what you're going to get on the Giddy Up. Chris, you want to take us out?
Yes. Once again, live from Juarez, Mexico, you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WFFO.
Is it?
Tufts Reform Radio.
We'll be right back, kids.
What? on the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
That's right. Maria does everything wrong. She got the gonorrhea. It came from Garcia under an apple tree. It hurts when I take a pee.
Man, you are really, really... Did you put up your Cinco de Mayo tree this year?
I did.
Nice.
Yes, it's a bush.
I knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming. You set me up. Thank you. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up, the sickest show on the airwaves.